With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Kennedy, are you there?
I am.
Annie?
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Producer Dan?
I am also here.
Yeah, whatever. Five pop culture trivia questions. Four topics. We each bring a topic, and none of the others know on the show what we're going to...
Still?
Yeah, I think we're like two reviews away from
all. Wow.
So if you would please do that, I would appreciate it. Kennedy, you're up first. What you got?
All right. So I need help from the Youngs.
Yes. Give it to me.
Could you speak up?
There's this album that I liked to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my Spotify. I only have one.
Sure.
Liked songs. It's where all my songs go. I listen to one. That's what I listen to.
Yep.
And it was this this album that I had heard, that I had Shazammed in a bar once.
That's usually what you do.
And I enjoyed it very much. So I'm listening yesterday in my car, mm-hmm. and one of the songs, you know, it comes up on my screen.
Sure.
And then it turns black and goes away and goes to the next song. And I went, so basically it's been pulled off all of the streaming platforms.
Okay.
Huh.
So a song got pulled off while you were listening to it?
No, it means it's still in my playlist, but if it gets taken off Spotify, it still stays in your playlist, but it can't play it because it's not there anymore.
Oh.
So then it just sweeps to the next one, but it shows it for a second.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So something has happened with the record label that owns the song.
Well,
that
so I don't even
off.
Know that she has a record label. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And so I have done all of the searching.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because this was sort of, it was like a mixtape thing she did, basically this album. And it's nowhere. I can find her. I can find a lot of her music. I can find, you know, that it existed, but it was never, because this is the new times, they never put, she never made a CD.
Did you?
She never made anything.
Are we purposely not saying who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Her name is Snow, hang on. I want to say it. Snow the Product.
It's the rapper?
Yeah.
Snow the Product? That's
yeah.
Fun. I did not know you like Snow. That's interesting.
Well, so, okay. So then I've listened to a lot of her stuff since then because I didn't, which sounds a lot different than the stuff that that particular album I listened to.
So you like a particular album from her?
Yeah. Like yesterday I had some of her stuff playing rather loudly in my house, and when the dog walker came by, he was like, hey girl.
What's going on?
But yeah, so it was called Vibe Higher, and it was like a mixtape thing she did.
So
with some other people.
So that's probably what it was. Is if it's a mixtape and she's got other artists on there that probably didn't
I don't even
clear.
Know. Like I can't even find.
Did you check SoundCloud? SoundCloud is where everything is.
Yeah, that's true.
But I feel like I've looked at everything and it's just gone.
I would suggest
it's off
there
too. I always go to YouTube and there's a rip of it.
Have you gone to the flea market to try and buy the cassette tape?
Well, so here's the thing. So that was my thought. I was like, oh, there's one, but that's not, there's one song from it. But I just like, because people don't do that. People don't make CDs anymore. People don't put out a hard copy of something. So I couldn't even go to like Amazon and be old and
I'm guessing is.
I mean, I understand what happened. I understand the concept of whatever.
You just want to know how to get it.
I want to know how to get it.
But you
because
can't.
I know that in the early 2000s, you bitches could have gotten this for me.
Yeah.
On some kind of.
I would have LimeWired that shit in 2 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. So
I would have burned you a CD so fast.
Is there something like that now that I can use? Because I really want it back.
SoundCloud, because SoundCloud doesn't have the same. Like rules and stuff.
Well, they still catch you though.
Yeah, but that's where all the mixtapes are. SoundCloud, not so much with Spotify. But it might only be for a little bit that it's not on streaming platforms. It might come back.
Did you
that happened with a lot of JoJo songs?
I see it here.
Did you reach out to the artist?
No, she has 2 million followers.
So?
But still, if you
send
DM
her a DM or on Twitter or something.
Yeah, there's like a couple of songs from the album that are here, but they're not the ones I like.
Right.
And
yeah, I would slide into her DMs.
I gotta tell you, I really love those
album.
Songs from that album, and that. And I'm very, very sad that
it's
I.
It's like
know where
losing
they are.
Your favorite mixtape.
Huh?
It's like losing your favorite mixtape.
Kind of.
You know, back in the day when we had them on cassettes, and you would have one with all your favorite songs on it.
It's so strange to think, you know, because we've talked about this before, like when, like I've lost a couple of movies that I purchased for some reason or other. It came off, and I don't get to have the movie anymore. But it just seems to me like, I wish there was a hard copy of it so that I could have it.
Right.
And then I could put it in my CD player.
I know.
And I can listen to it in the car.
Well, that's a problem, you know, not to go down like the rabbit hole, but that's a problem with technology. It's not.
Like, I want everyone to get paid. Obviously,
it's not forever. Right.
I don't want to steal anything from anybody. And obviously, I want to pay whoever needs to get paid for for listening to it. But I just don't understand what happened.
Yeah. Well,
I can't find anything that said what happened and why it got pulled. I don't know.
But it might not be forever because this happened with JoJo songs. This was happened with Jay-Z songs.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
I just realized it though, and it really threw me for a loop.
Yeah, but I would add her on Twitter. I would sign into her DM. What's the worst you have, and she doesn't answer.
Yeah.
You have a blue check mark on Twitter. That goes a long way.
On Twitter? I didn't think about it. I never use Twitter. Okay.
I would do Twitter because
I'll try.
Most artists interact.
When
I
was
really
in high school,
her.
We used to go to the flea market and we would get a mixtape from this group called Jam Pony Express. And they were a rap group, but what they did was they would play other people's songs and then put their own raps over them. And it was the same thing. Like, and you'd have your favorite one. Like, I like Jam Pony Express 7 was my favorite cassette tape. And then after a while, it would wear out or slow down or whatever. And you'd go back to the flea market and they were up to like Jam Pony Express 14.
Yeah.
And 7 was gone and you'd never get to hear it again.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel sad.
I'm sorry.
Snow the product.
I just like that you listen to Snow the Product.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
it. I would have never guessed that you knew who that was.
I didn't, to be quite frank with you, I thought the band was called Vibe Higher because that's how it came up in my Spotify.
Oh.
I really didn't know. And it had a woman, a front woman rapping.
Yeah.
Who with this really, like one of the lines is, I can twerk in a sundress.
Hell yeah, you can.
She is a very talented Mexican-American rapper.
Yes, incredibly so. And so I didn't know anything about her until I started searching for this. And then it said Vibe Higher, Snow, the product. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I see. This was her idea. This was her concept or whatever. And then as I'm listening to her stuff, that sounds so much different than this stuff.
I would imagine.
You know what I mean? It was just a different vibe that she was doing with this particular album. But anyway, please come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I want to talk about the technology of it all and technological things that we should have today. We were talking about this off the air early this morning because of the baseball game with the Red Sox last night and how there was a ball that was clearly a strike that was called a ball because we have human beings that make mistakes.
Sure.
Right? Human beings, there are things that human beings can't do that computers can do now. What is there something technologically speaking that you would like to see happen where computers just take it over?
No.
Or technology takes it over because it's going to be better?
No. I want it to stop.
Yes, if one could come and blow dry my hair every morning.
Just a robot there?
Yep.
I saw a robot yesterday online that you can have at your restaurant that can fry fries and flip burgers and make burgers and everything.
There was a robot carrying like an AK-47 the other day. Did they not know? Did they not watch Black Mirror? This is the uprising.
Do you know what I want in technology? And I've said this before. I want the technology that is in my phone that recognizes my face for everything.
Okay.
I want it, like when I get in my car, I want it to scan my face and start the car. When I get to my house, I want the door open because it recognizes my face. I think this is the greatest technology. I love it. And when I go to apps that don't have the face technology, I feel like it's 1987.
I hate that I have to take off my sunglasses for it to recognize my face.
Actually, I really feel like there should have come a time at which we could put about 3 pictures in. You know, I know that you can with your watch, you can get your mask picture.
Yeah, have
but you
done
have
that?
To, but you have to have your watch. And I don't always have my watch. And I shouldn't have to have my watch.
That's true.
Apple, you're fucking smart. Here's 3 pictures. One with me and mask, one with me, one with me and my sunglasses. Bam.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I wonder if because I grew up in a more technology heavy era than let's say you did, Carson, I hate it. I hate self-checkout. I hate all of that shit. I want to be with human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to people. I don't want a robot serving me at a restaurant. How depressing is that? It's so sad to me.
I'm not saying all stuff has to be like that, but there are some things, like, for example, when you get in your car and you can hit the button and not have to take the key and put
how
it in.
How lazy
the...
can you be? But it's,
that's
that you
not
can't
being lazy. That's just a glorious invention.
Yeah, I have a push
button,
to start.
My button's starting to get sticky and it's not working right.
So you have to use the key?
There is no using the key in my car, Carson.
You can't? Are you sure?
A lot of cars don't even have keys anymore.
Where is the keyhole?
My mother's doesn't have
a
keyhole.
You have, where's the keyhole? You would pull out, there's a button. And you pull it out and the key goes
no,
in there.
No, there is not.
Yeah, like
what
my-
year is your car?
16.
I bet there is. I'm going to bet you there is. You have a Volkswagen,
I can
right?
unlock the door. I know the secret to unlocking the door with the key.
Right.
You know,
that same key will work in the car.
Well, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. The day that that fucks up, you can't do anything. There's mm-hmm. no redundancies anymore is what I'm trying to say. So like, yeah, okay, if you want to make the technology, but I need all the other stuff that came before it too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I still need my password.
It's the same. If
but give me self-checkout and give me death.
If Snow the product had a CD, we can go back to the analog. We can go back. It's okay.
I'm really bummed that I couldn't buy a CD. I really am.
I still have all my CDs. I have 1,000 playlists. I have it all on my phone. You know I still have Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway album 2004 in my living room right now. It's there right now.
I know. I just feel like I'll never... There are things that you can never have because we think that it's not necessary and antiquated. I don't know.
Well, the problem is, too, that like the technology won't last forever. So you have to have new technology come in and replace it. Your
CD players will be around forever. You'll always be able to find one at Goodwill, period, full stop.
Eventually they break, though. The CD
There's
gets scratched.
There's one in my car. It works just
the
fine.
The CD gets scratched.
Phones.
Well, that's because you don't take care of your shit. I do.
I am not a technology person.
I just need everything to work with my face. I want to go to pay for something at Dunk's, and it just there's a thing there. I put in my face. It goes, oh, hi, Carson.
So you want to live in Black Mirror is what you want to do.
I just think some of that stuff is wonderful.
And then
I
it
really
doesn't
do.
Work, so you're just going,
right.
Wait, let me try it. Sorry about the line. I'm sorry. Just, I've got $5 in my pocket, but goddamn it, I'm using my face.
I can wait for the old lady with the change purse trying to open up the thing. Oh, let me get out a quarter. Hold on, kid.
But you that signed up too. For that when you went into the Dunkin' Donuts, so you can't complain.
Oh, my God. waiting until they tell you the total before you even move to get your debit card.
How many times have you walked into like a Dunk's nowadays and you see 10 people waiting because they've bought ahead and turn around and walked out because you know all those people haven't gotten theirs and there's only two people in line? I've done that.
Because there's also only like two people working at every Dunkin' right. Donuts when there should be five.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So no. People, your order ahead.
Yeah, I always order
and
ahead.
They, and you get there
yeah.
and they haven't got it. So now sure. there's 10 people just waiting in the order sure. ahead line.
But I don't have to wait in that other line.
Still 14 people there regardless.
I'm ahead of whoever else. It is what it is.
We're all too. It's too. You're in a rush. What are you in a rush for? God, I hate technology. So I was listening to this podcast the other day, which I never listen to podcasts besides, I guess, this one. I should say, but so this woman explains this moral dilemma she had. She was happily married to this guy, and then she starts working as a research assistant when she's in grad school under this professor, and they start having an affair.
Tale as old as time.
Right. Which is so creepy and inappropriate and whatever. So the husband ends up catching them in the act. They're having sex in the whatever science room and the husband comes in, whatever.
So he sent the flowers to the other.
Exactly. There were roses, the whole right, kit and caboodle. So they get divorced and then the woman thinks that the professor is going to date her, going to continue this relationship. And she goes and she's doing this, what's it called? When
Dissertation
in India.
Right.
So she's there and he's supposed to come meet her. 3 months in, he's like, I'm not coming. So she goes through this whole thing, gets dumped, heartbroken, mad, all of this stuff. She gets an email maybe 4 years later from his wife saying he has brain cancer. He has like 4 months left to live. Here are my visiting hours if you want to come see him. Please come when I'm not there. And so she goes and sees him and says her goodbyes. He can't really speak. He's on a bunch of tubes, whatever.
Right.
Would you ever be that wife? Would you let whoever it was in the person's life that you didn't necessarily like or had bad feelings towards, would you let them say goodbye?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would. I, you know, there are people in Lana's life that she's not in contact with anymore.
Right.
And if she were in a situation like that where she was near death, I would probably reach out to them and let them know that if you want to come say your final goodbyes. Yeah, I would.
Do you... I guess it's difficult because if Lana was in the situation where she couldn't speak for herself or something.
Right.
Like, would she be upset that she saw that person? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, did the wife know that this was happening when it was happening?
She never goes into that. She never says if the wife knew that the affair was going on the entire time.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's a weird flex for her to do that. I don't know.
Well, she did say that the professor had done this before with women.
So working. Did she invite all of them?
I don't. She just said
take
her.
A number.
She just said to this woman, to this right. woman, Kristen. Hmm. I mean,
I mean, they broke up. You're not together for a reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Please you don't have to call every one of someone's exes.
All right, I'm going to call it right now. Please do not parade all my exes in front of me if I'm dying of brain cancer somewhere. Not. Please do not invite them anywhere near me.
I wonder before. If before the fuck he, would I want to see that? Before he got sick or whatever, if he said something. If he said to his wife,
yeah.
you know, I really messed up with this girl. Mm. I had strong feelings.
Write a letter.
Right.
You can't even say anything to him.
I'm going to roll all your exes through your funeral with the song Bye Bye Bye.
I just feel like that puts a lot of a whole sadness and trauma on this girl
right.
who made a mistake when she was young.
Right.
And now she's all mired up in a guy dying and his wife. Like, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Like, thank you. I made a mistake when I was a grad student. I'm good.
But then you look at it from the wife's perspective, and, you know, that's a really brave thing to do.
Sure was.
You know? I don't know if
or
I
Or she paraded them all in front of him just to go, mm-hmm. And then?
I know.
And then?
I don't think so. That's, would be dark.
I don't
dark.
Think it was, I think.
Yeah, I know it would be dark. People are dark.
That's true.
That's a lot to go through for that kind of revenge.
It is interesting.
Yeah. You ever been cheated on that many times? I don't know. Might make you.
Yeah, but
snap.
You wouldn't be upset at them.
Well, I mean, you think that everybody is
sure
is,
I would.
Is more kind and more empathetic towards someone's end of life.
Yeah.
But there's also a ton of anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I just feel like you invited her into a whole new trauma that she's gonna have to deal with now. That's a lot.
Right now she's a licensed therapist and all of these things.
And now she has to go see her therapist to be able to believe this.
She sure does. That's my moral dilemma.
Why do college girls love sleeping with their professors?
Why do professors love sleeping with college girls?
Because they're college girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did not love sleeping with my professors. I was a college girl.
And when she says that, I'm sure she means she did not sleep with her child. Not that you didn't love not sleeping with your professors.
Brittany had a really good friend in college who did that, and they're married now.
Oh, one of the girls.
Married to it. There's like a 25, 30 year age difference, and they're married.
One of my theater professors was notorious for this, and then he got one of them pregnant. They got married, and then they got divorced, and then he did it again with another
girl,
and then he finally got fired.
I secretly feel like that's half the reason half these people become college professors.
These
men.
It's being in a position of power in front of younger people. Yeah, it's awful.
Impressionable
it's
people.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
It keeps me
up. Well, and it's also, I mean, I guess, wow. Oh, well. I don't know.
No.
I mean, I dated a younger girl too, so I...
Right, but that wasn't
It has nothing to do with being that. No. It has to do with you're in a position of power over
them.
Yeah,
but oftentimes it's the student initiating it, too. It's not like he's, if you don't sleep with me.
No, you see that on social
column
media.
Column A and column B,
too. You see some stuff on social media where, you know, college girls are like, oh, my God, we got the hot professor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's like, yeah, it's a lot of, not, it's clearly a minority.
One of
our, people that are into it.
Our principal from high school had a relationship with a senior from my graduating class after... She was like 18, and he was probably, 40. It's disgusting.
I mean, I know you can't help who you love and all of these things, but...
People
in
power.
It also becomes really problematic if they have control over your grades, your job.
It's inappropriate.
Anything that could affect your future.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't go to college, Dan.
Yeah.
All the professors would have wanted to sleep with me.
Yeah, that shit never happened in the Army, ever. Nope, not even a little bit. Oh, my God. I feel like sometimes Stan spent more time dealing with family drama than he did the Army drama.
There was a lot of sex in the barracks. A lot of sex in the barracks.
Oh, everywhere. As soon as people went TDY, suddenly different cars in every driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful.
In all walks of life, people are fucking.
That's
it. All right, Dan, what you got?
I just want to talk about what you guys are watching right now. Because we just started Band of Brothers.
Oh, that's a good one.
In between all of the sports that I've been
watching. That's a fantastic show. I watched that one.
My parents watched it when it came out. I did, and they too. Were trying to get, it was, I was young, it was probably like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get me to sit down and I just to watch it, and I just was not.
It's heavy for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I watched shit like that all the time.
No, but I just mean like you have to pay attention.
Yeah, I just didn't care enough to sit down and check it out. But I kept hearing how good it was. Yep. And we just sat down to watch it, and we're like three episodes in and we're in.
It's fantastic.
It's really good.
So what are you guys watching right now or planning to watch that's good?
I mean, obviously we talked about the Squid Game. I finished Squid Game a couple weeks.
I jumped on the Squid Game train, loved it.
Yeah, it's good. We can't talk about much of it yet because of Annie. Okay. And I mentioned this the other day, I just started Succession. So we had watched like one episode and then never went back to it. And so now we're almost done with the first season and I'm enjoying it.
It's so good.
I'm enjoying it.
It's so good. The characters are so good. Mm-hmm. Like they're such terrible, evil people. Right. Just the roller coaster that each one of them go through. Mm-hmm. It's such good acting. It's such a good show.
I feel like HBO's fallen off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like HBO forever had like signature shows that the entire world was watching.
Well, there's just more. You know, Netflix has a huge budget. Showtime has a big budget.
Right. HBO always had at least one that was like The Sopranos or Game of Thrones. They had one like that everyone was stopping and watching. I don't think they have that right this
moment. We're also watching The Voice, and then the brand new season of This Old House has started, Dan.
Very exciting.
They're doing a house in Concord.
Wow.
Yep. It's old Cape style. Those are our shows right now.
I started The Morning Show, which is on Apple TV.
Brittany loves that. I haven't watched it yet.
It's entertaining.
It's really good. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston in a bitchy role is very good. Reese Witherspoon's awesome. And Impeachment, if you're not watching Impeachment,
so good.
Stop what you're doing and watch it. Beanie Feldstein needs to be nominated for every award under the sun.
Sarah Paulson is really good.
I'm obsessed with her. Plus, it's so good.
It makes you relearn what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's a very one-sided.
Of course.
Is this about Clinton, I'm going to assume?
Yeah, it's Monica Lewinsky.
I've forgotten so many things that happened there. So
yeah, and
it's almost nice to catch up on your history a little bit.
Definitely.
Bring yourselves a little smart.
And being so inside of it, shit that people probably didn't even know. You know what I mean? There's so many shady things that happened.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good.
Dan, we've got a new season of Dark Side of the Ring going on Vice right now.
You're a big Vice girl.
The documentaries that they do, I think, are just so good.
Vice has a lot of good
shit,
I agree.
And this one about wrestling that I've never watched. These are all like the extreme wrestling things this season. You know, like backyard wrestling and like smaller group. Anyway.
Yeah, like regional stuff.
It's fascinating. They also did one called The Dark Side of the 90s, which I thought was really good.
That was my era of wrestling when I was a kid.
Well, this one is just about like the 90s. Like,
just in general.
Like there's one episode about supermodels, one episode about the internet, one episode about...
That's interesting.
Like the Viper Room and that whole scene.
Yeah.
And it's really, they do just a really, really good job. And lots of 30 for 30s right now. I'm living in 30 for 30 land.
For a woman who doesn't watch sports, you watch so much sports documentaries.
Because they're so interesting. The stories there just, you know, like it's the same as, you know, if you watch like VH1 Behind the Music.
Oh my God, my favorite.
The stories are kind of all the same, but the music ones just seem so vapid sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the sports... it's real story. Like, I don't know.
They both make the people seem very human to me.
They do.
That's the best part. When, like, Pink's Behind the Music, she's Alicia Moore. You're going through all of her childhood and meeting L.A. Reid and, you know, all of this shit that got her to where she is now. Mm. I feel like that's similar with any 30 for 30 specifically.
I don't know what it is.
Remember when VH1 was doing Behind the Musics and MTV was doing like True Life?
Yeah,
and now it's all
the
just
best.
Fucking terrible reality shows.
Yeah. And they don't even play the reality shows.
I can't watch the 30 for 30s anymore. I watched like the first season or two, and then after that I was like, enough.
Enough of what?
I don't know. I just kind of, I guess the way they tell the stories, like after a while I was just like,
they're all different. It's a new director every single time.
I don't know.
Every story is completely
interviews.
Different. Yeah, I watched 4 hours on the 1986 Mets. Mm. Who the fuck?
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Daryl Strawberry.
Love the cocaine.
Doc Gooden. Yeah. The cocaine of it all.
Yeah, the 80s Mets were partying.
Yeah.
It was absolute madness. But then at the end of the day, you know, here they are as grown men.
Right.
Completely owning up to everything that they did.
Right.
And
I think maybe a lot of those stories too, like I just remember them all happening in real time. So a lot of these stories you weren't really in tune with.
I watched it with someone who watched the whole, like, I know, was there and with it and, you know, whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah.
It's funny.
You know, we watch a lot of too, just for a common ground. We watch a lot of cooking shows now, I find.
Guy's Grocery Games.
Oh, sorry.
British
Bake Off is off, so obviously I'm watching that right now.
We're always on the lookout for new cooking shows.
Guy's Grocery Games is the most.
I don't get that game.
Oh my God, I love
it. Can't watch it.
I love it so much. Just Guy Fieri is such a wholesome ass man in general, but they just have so much fun. They all fuck with each other. Like
it's such
just
a strange.
He's a nice, refreshing breath of air for the celebrity chef scene, where he's not constantly demeaning people.
Right. It's all, you're winning money for something. It's all, I don't know. I just love it.
When I watch that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I wish he would sometimes just be honest about the food. You don't like all that shit all the time.
I know. Well, he's going to the best. Mm.
He never eats the food either. There's a spit bucket.
There's a new season of Bitchin' Rides, too.
I do not know Bitchin' Rides. I'm not a car guy.
Ken dig it. He's out in, like, Utah, and he, like, rebuilds cars, but do you remember Orange County Choppers? Remember that show?
Sure, yeah.
With the father and the son?
Mm-hmm. The Tuttles.
There
you go. Hacks.
A bunch of what?
Try dating a motorcycle repairman person when that show was on. That's not where that cord goes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really? That's funny. Well, it's kind of like that, but the guy is like, does, you know, these cars that are just, and he's always got celebrities on there. Like Ernie Bach will show up on there. And who is it owns all the dealerships here in town? The other guy.
I know who you're talking about. Older guy. He's got the best billboards.
Yes. He has Mercedes. He has Herb Chambers.
There it is.
Yes, Herb Chambers will show up on the show every once in a while. So it's all these like.
That's cool.
But the guy is like down to earth. Like he started building Volkswagen Beetles. Like that's how he started, you know, in a garage of his parents' house.
Yeah. Mm.
And now he has this. Now he's a mogul.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's all of our
sneaky
TV
good
shows.
Reality show. Huh? Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team. I've watched every season and it gets better every season. I just fucking love
that. That is cutthroat.
But they're also sweet. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. It's unreal to make $60 a game. It is something else.
Sure do.
So, Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers.
There it is.
On my couch screaming, get that Nazi fuck.
<Get out>.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.